Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
I'm gonna like do a strip tease to We drive to the tavern. How funny is that? We go to a tavern. She's like, hello, traveler.
And did she say that?
No.
Did you say that?
No,
why
in my head.
Why did you say that? You should have said that.
We should have said that.
Hey, I'm Nicole.
That's Nicole.
And I'm Jake.
That's Jake.
Who's that?
And this is Talk
Nasty. And this is Talk Nasty to me.
Tour.
Come tour. Hey, how are you?
We're A today. Yeah. This was a very last minute decision, but I'm very happy that it happened. Why are you already taking your gloves off?
I have to put my other ones on.
Ew. You brought them with you?
Yeah.
Wait, why? Why'd you bring them with you?
Because I just wanted to show you. I just wanted to show you, like, my A gloves.
Wait, no. We just planned. No, I'm being so serious. We just planned this. Why did you purposefully bring those? You're going to bleach your hair now. You're going to bleach your hair now.
Yeah.
You're going to bleach your hair all
That's what
podcast.
I was in your bathroom doing.
What were you doing in my bathroom? Shaking it up?
Yeah.
You were fucking sick and twisted. That's why Jake asked me. I was like, oh, your scalp is...
Can I use your bathroom?
Your scalp is a little red.
I was like, oh my God, should I not bleach it again?
And then you were like, should I not do it again? I'm like, no, you should do it. And what if it goes over?
And what? What?
Like, what if it goes over time? Like...
Over time?
Yeah.
They're going to see the end result. It's going to be so fun.
No, oh my God, your hair is going to melt off.
I know.
Oh my God, your hair is actually going to melt off.
Am I getting the spot that I missed?
Oh my. I don't know what spot you even missed. Are you okay with bleaching this sweatshirt?
It will be okay.
Okay.
Can I get it on there?
You probably will.
Well, I can take the sweatshirt off.
Jake has a lump on the back of his head because he probably got dropped or something as a baby.
Look at this stunt. Wasn't this a good stunt?
Yes.
Did you like it?
It reminds me of the ice bucket challenge that you did.
Oh my God, yeah.
But honestly, I was hoping that you had a gift for me. This is kind of fucked.
What, like this?
So like
it makes... Oh, this room is gonna smell. You were like, oh, does it smell like cat litter in here? Does it smell like cat litter in here? It doesn't matter. Because it's gonna smell like hair dye.
We're gonna die. The mix of the ammonia from the cat litter being in here and the smell of that, we're literally gonna create like a mustard gas bomb in here. And I'm excited.
Together.
Yeah, why did I worry about that? Why the fuck do I sit here and worry about what you think? Don't get it anywhere near the cats because the cats will go blonde. And I don't want those fuckers blonde.
Clementine already has a complex.
Yeah, Clementine cannot be blonde.
Did I get all of it?
You definitely need more. You definitely need more around your hairline, like around your ears and stuff. Is this bleach or is this toner?
Tone.
It's tone?
Well, bleach and tone.
Oh, it's a bleach and tone.
It's a bleach and tone. Wasn't this fun?
Yeah. I show up to Jake's house the other day, and he's completely blonde. I'm like, oh my God, it's you again. I'm me again. I was like, oh my God, that's going to be me when, oh my God, we're both going to have new hair this week.
This is really pungent.
Because it is, but that's okay.
You know what's in it?
Ammonia.
Argyle, sunflower oil and argan oil.
Oh, so healthy for you.
I think I got everything this time.
Sure. Did you get your little bump?
I missed
Congratulations on your little bump. Congratulations on your little bump. Oops. Oh my God.
Well, now I know where to put these. Okay, hey.
Make sure that the cats don't eat that. Yeah, that's fine.
Je suis.
Blonde A. Literally blonde A.
Got
yeah.
It all over my sweatshirt.
It's fine.
It'll be okay. Hey, so what have you been up to? Where have you been?
Honestly, this has been the most boring week of my life. I have
really?
Done nothing this week. Like,
damn. I had a really great week.
I think we already know. Somebody wrote, I already know what Nicole's going to title this podcast episode. But I think they were referencing when Claro got snubbed at the Grammys.
That's what I thought. I thought it was going to be... Nicole Raffi stuns with firearm at the Grammys.
Well, who knew that it was going to get an even more exciting week?
Yeah.
Somebody said, because I posted a photo of my... Are you okay?
I just have it all over my hand.
No, but you're like shaking.
I'm okay.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, I'm nervous.
To be like in a room with a girl?
Yeah.
No, somebody said in my outfit for going to Trisha's Broadway show, they said that I was eating Claro's nachos.
And were you? Did they have pickled jalapenos on them?
They did. Yummy. They did. They did.
Yummy. No, you could have been. You could have been if you had a gun.
How the fuck am I literally cutting my hair the week that I'm getting compared to her the most? Why would I do this to myself?
Well, it's time. It's time to end that. Getting compared to her.
No, 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 no. It has to keep happening for the rest of my life. I'm going to be...
Set a timer for 20 minutes.
I'm going to be the next Paige Niemann. Paige Niemann.
Yeah, but for Claro.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're going to start doing OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. Ask Claro.
Claro OnlyFans.
Oh my God.
Claro F.
Oh my God. Wow. I'm going to like do a strip tease to... You make me want to go dancing. Try on feminine. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to do.
I love that song.
I love that kind of...
It was crazy when I showed you that album.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
It was crazy. It's like, it definitely like set what was gonna, like your life.
Wow, it turned gray really fast.
Well, you know what? It was in that bottle for like a good few minutes while Jesus. You like fucked around with the mics and while stuff. And I was like, can we hurry up? Because my hair dye's getting wasted away right now. Mm-hmm. You know what happened is when I did do my hair the other day, I unscrewed the cap and it like... It gets gassy in there. Yeah,
I feel like we should just jump into it because I think it's what people mainly...
Yeah, so what did you do anything fun this week?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh no, I thought we were gonna get into like what you did this week. Like I thought...
Yeah, I was at home.
Okay.
With my little dog.
I have not told Jake anything about me meeting Trisha Paytas. Like literally I came home, it was 1 a.m. and then the next day I was like, oh my God, can I come over and tell you all about it? And he's like...
I was like, no,
save it for the podcast. So quite literally like Jake does not know anything except like what I had said in the group chats, but I don't even know if you listened to me in there.
I did. I responded and I said, you go girl. I reposted your picture on my Instagram story.
You did.
You were like, care about that kind
so
of
she
thing?
Did a thing.
Do you care about that kind of stuff?
I do. I do care about that kind Good. Of stuff. I didn't tell Jake anything about it. Now today I've had more of a day to process, but it's literally like if there was an Olympics for like scam artists, I would be winning. I would scam my way to win gold every single time.
This was a scam
time.
To you?
Yes.
I think this was manifesting. You manifested.
My therapist said that I can't believe in manifesting. Although Trisha Paytas is
therapist?
Entire...
you don't see her anymore.
I retired.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't retire. I graduated, as she likes to say. I graduated.
You turned your tassels. Your nipple pasty tassels.
She turned my tassels.
Wow.
That was... What's today? Wednesday? So that was Monday.
What did
night.
You do?
So you'll never believe this, but I did go vintage shopping.
Really?
I did.
Wow.
I did go
That's so unlike you.
I know.
Good.
No, honestly,
I'm glad you're off the sheen.
I have not gone thrifting in a really, really long time because it overwhelms me. But I had a really good time, a really stressful time. Like I was sprinting around trying to look for an outfit. So the day before, Oscar, Trisha Paytas' co-host on her podcast, said that he was in town like very last minute. He had jury duty, actually,
which Nicole was surprised about. She was like, she turns to me, she's like, oh my gosh, Oscar's asking if I'm in town. And I was like, yeah, because he's here for an event. And you're
right,
like, that's happening now?
I didn't realize it was happening so fast. I literally feel like the next Trishmas day. Just happened. Like, no. I feel like it just...
We're always
fucking...
living in the past like that, me and you.
Yeah, that's... We're the like, problem with us Christmas. We really are just always living...
There's a big drip coming down.
There is. I see it.
Thank you.
No, there... I do tend to live in the past, not the present, and barely ever the future. I actually don't see it at all.
Well, that's another thing you can live in the past about. Isn't that great?
I know.
I love when that happens.
I know. I can relive Trisha on Broadway every single day for the rest of my life and just live in that day. No, so Oscar asked me if I want to get coffee. I was like, absolutely, would love to meet up and get coffee with him. And then the day before... everything, I literally wake up from a nap. I'm like in such a deep nap. Adam and I were watching Severance and
you were napping during it.
Well, it's such a calm show.
It is, isn't it?
Because the songs are
so nice.
Yes, exactly. And everything's so boring and calm, and the show's not boring, but it's just so like There's nothing happening. It's not an action thing. And so I don't care what you do with your with your bleached hand. And so basically, I fell asleep during it. I wake up after a while and I check my messages, and Oscar asks if I would like to be his date to Trisha Paytas's Broadway show the next day.
His beard?
His beard. If I could be Oscar Gracie's beard. I, of course, was like, I would love to be your beard more than anything. So I needed to tell all of you guys at your house individually. Like
it's true. She made me wait. She was like, oh, you're about to leave? Wait, no. I'm about to come over. I have really great news.
Didn't do that at all. You decided to wait. You said, I will wait. I will wait for you.
I will wait.
That was you.
For you.
Okay, Lumineers. Isn't that by him? By them?
Him. I don't know. Ophelia.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I was starting to like panic a little bit because I'm like, fuck, I don't know what to wear. And then he's like, there's like a pink carpet and there's an after party and it's a Broadway show. And I'm like, I'm going to fucking kill myself. Like, I have nothing that I know of what to wear. Like, I don't know what to do. And because I wear the same uniform basically every single day.
Oh,
pretty much. It's like the same sweatpants that say, don't give up, you matter.
Je suis.
Literally, it's my A uniform every single day. This is basically what I wore at Chipotle for 4 years. So
it suits you. It looks really good.
I'm stressed. I'm fucking stressed. So I wake up in the morning and I film a few videos and Adam's like, can I tell my friends? Can I tell people? And I'm like, no, because imagine how embarrassing it would be if it doesn't happen. Like if something falls through,
if you were canceled.
Trisha's like, right. Trisha's like,
I was trying so hard on Reddit.
I know you
were. It just wasn't happening.
I know you were. Trisha's like, I actually don't want her there. Like imagine all the things that could potentially happen. So I was like,
she wouldn't do that. She wouldn't. I don't think so.
Right. So I was like, all right, you know, let me just see what happens. So I get this cute little outfit. I feel really good about it. But first, I go into this other vintage store that we have nearby us, and I go in and I'm like looking around. I'm not looking at the price tags of anything yet because I'm not used to looking at the price tags in a lot of vintage thrift places.
You just don't care. You're just like, oh, no, give that to me.
No, it's not that. It's because most of the time things are reasonable. Okay. Things are reasonable.
Most places in New York, though.
I know.
Were you in our neighborhood?
I'm not used to it. Yes.
Yeah.
Not used to that yet. I'm not used to it. So I am like looking around this place and the girls are like, can I help you with anything? I was like, yes, I actually have to go to like, I'm going to a Broadway premiere tonight. And like, I need an outfit. And I start getting really stressed.
You moved your bang.
No, going
to Broadway.
Pretty much. My face is completely covered in sweat because I've been like sprinting around because I can't find anything and I have to be ready in like 3 hours and I don't have an outfit yet. And I'm like really fucking stressed. And they're like starting to pull stuff. They're like, what are you comfortable in? And I was like, a skirt. Like, I love a skirt. So they start pulling out these Claro ass outfits. And I'm like
a skirt, but not Claro. Not Claro vibe.
It was everything they pulled for me. Was so Claro. And so I go into the dressing room. I'm about to try everything on. And as I'm like unzipping the skirt to like try it on, I'm like, oh my God. It's Hermes.
Like Claro. Oh.
Every article of clothing that they gave me was Hermes, Prada. Like,
did you buy it?
Let me get to my story.
I'm just asking questions and showing interest in my friend's life.
So I am like about to try these clothes on and I'm like, there's no fucking point in me putting this skirt even on my body because I cannot afford this. And it's like literally like a $650 skirt. Oh, called you?
You should have just called me. I would have spotted you,
Jake,
girl.
I need the $650 skirt. And for a skirt that's like not even like that cute, but...
Oh, it wasn't that cute.
It was everything.
I would have been like, okay, show me. Mm-mm, no, I'm not handing you. I'm not giving you the money for that.
Everything was so... I didn't realize what kind of vintage boutique it was. That's not the impression that I was getting, but it's all like vintage collectors, out of season, high-end stuff. So I was like, cool. So I'm not wearing any of this, obviously. So...
I would have spotted you the money.
Would
you
I
just come look in my closet.
Oh,
you know, it's
good
always
idea.
Open for you.
Good idea.
My Hermes you could use.
your Hermes. I could. So
what
I...
What are the bags? Birkins.
Birkins.
You could have used one of my Birkins.
Oh my God, I forgot about him. But I used to watch his videos on YouTube a lot.
What?
Shane Dawson used to talk about him.
What's his name?
Charles Gross.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just know him because of that sound.
I love him. And so I did not even attempt to try these clothes on. I was like, there's just actually no point. So I just pretended to. Like, I took my pants off.
Like, You're in there. You took your pants off and you're like, ooh, so nice.
Pretty
so nice.
Much.
But I don't know.
I'm playing with the belt to like make it sound like I'm like I'm not joking.
Oh my God, you put on a show.
I'm standing in there and just being like, and I'm like jingling my belt
what,
and I'm like stomping my
was
feet.
You were preparing for your Broadway debut.
I really was. Really I really fucking was because I was sitting in there and I was like, there's just no point in even taking this off because one little rip, first of all, nothing was in my size. Everything was way too small. So even if I were to put it on,
I thought you were like
skinny. And so like, even if I put it on, the seams would have busted. Then I still have to pay for it. And then I still have nothing to wear. Regardless, I was like, ladies, everything was so beautiful that you picked out for me. I love it all. It was so wonderful. Yes. I was like, it's so beautiful, but I just do not fit. Thank you so much. Au revoir. And I like leave the store and I'm like, all right. I have.
Au revoir.
I was like, I have 2.5 hours to find something. So
you wasted time in that dressing room too. I know you were in there for like 20 minutes. Go like, ooh.
I was because I didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Wow.
I didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings. I went to another thrift store right after that and I was like, okay, Nicole, it's time to be serious. It's time to be really fucking serious. Like, come on, put your head in the game. I went to this fucking boutique. And she's like, oh my God, I think this skirt would look so amazing on you. Do you want me to start a room? It was the fuggliest skirt I've ever seen. I was like, yes, yes.
Yes.
And she goes, okay, I'm going to slip into the back for a second. She slips into the back. I take the skirt. I put it back on the rack. And I like just run out of there.
Why did you have the weirdest day looking for clothes?
Because I'm people pleasing. Because I don't know how to say, no, I don't like something. But that's my lesson to learn.
Well,
I don't
you
know.
You need to learn how to say that.
I don't know how to say, I don't like something. And this is a waste of my time. And I'm in a rush. So I will just pretend to try everything on. So that anyway, I ended up finding more things. I reheated 8 Claro's nachos or whatever. Like I ate her nachos out or whatever the
you
saying
ate her
is.
Nachos out.
Yes. And so I'm
yes.
And I find a really, really cute outfit and everything. I'm really fucking nervous. I'm trembling. I'm shaking. My tummy hurts. I feel like I have bubble guts. It's really bad. I end up at the venue and Oscar is there. And
really? Like he said he would be? Yeah, that's crazy.
He didn't stand me up.
Wow.
So first of all, he's getting like mauled because he is.
And you didn't save him.
Oscar. Yes. And so like I'm standing off to the side and I'm like just smiling and stuff and like taking pictures for people, yeah. Whatever. It was a good time. So then we have somebody from the theater escort us like onto the pink carpet. And I'm like, oh my, this feels so fucking crazy. Like this.
You're a celebrity.
I felt like, Nicole, you're the biggest scammer ever. Like, you're like, you literally scammed your way into this.
Oscar's like Kanye West, and you're like whatever her name was.
Bianca Censori.
Yeah, you're like her.
So that's what ended up happening.
Oh, like, you had that, you bought that dress from her?
On the pink carpet, and then he's like, okay, now it's time. And so then I turn around, and then I drop my jacket, and I turn around, and...
You're butt-ass naked.
I'm naked.
You're wearing a mesh dress.
I'm wearing a mesh dress. But you know what? I took feedback from Twitter because everybody was like, oh my God, Bianca Censori's outfit would have been everything if she had a full 80s bush. So that's what I was
good.
I was doing.
Good.
That's
just like Joe. Rocking.
Okay. So
I have a theory. Joe Keery has full bush.
You're like, and I will not elaborate on that.
And I'm not going to elaborate because it's not my fucking job. You all believe it too.
And so.
And. That's how you
and,
just it.
And
thinking about Joe Keery Bush. That's what just happened to you.
And there was a really, really nice girl who was like at the gates for like the pink carpet or whatever, and she just kept going like this to me, and she's like, I love you. And I was like, me? I was like, me?
Oh my God. You think she was a fan or she just really liked your outfit?
No, she seemed like she knew my videos.
Oh, cute.
And
okay.
So that was very cool. I am sitting there on the ride too. That's
look at my purple hands.
I know.
It's okay. I'll survive.
I literally was in the Uber ride to the theater, googling red carpet poses.
Why didn't you just hit the fucking post 27 or whatever?
Because I never played a full game of it.
You are so... Wow.
I don't think I've ever played a game at all. I actually don't think I played a game at all. I think I'm associating playing a game with it to literally be watching other people play it on YouTube.
Correct.
Like, I don't think I've ever pulled up Minecraft a day in my life.
You should have. If you hit post 27 or whatever it is the whole time, I guarantee you would have been everybody's favorite person there. period down.
I was so...
You would have been mogging.
I just didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how big this carpet was. I've never posed. I don't know how to fucking pose. Look, she looks like a little gargoyle. I don't know how to pose.
You can't see her.
I'm notoriously...
Can you move her over? I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Don't do that. Je suis. This is so A-coded.
This is
hey,
my...
Hey, girl.
This is A. Clementine's A. Clementine would send some evil ass texts. Like
and end it with bitches.
If she had a phone, she would text me and be like, "You haven't been home all fucking day, bitch. I'm setting the house on fire."
Like, dash C.
That is the kind of things that she would say.
She's so cute. Look how long her whiskers are.
No, they're very long.
Hey, I'm gonna go take this out of my hair really fast.
Okay, you do that.
God. You're having fun?
Yeah, I guess so. What's gonna happen to you?
You wanted to help.
I offered to help.
And I graciously accepted it. I said yes. And then I said, I'm going to do this on the podcast. Actually, I didn't say that at all.
Yeah, you didn't say that actually at all. No, it'll be good. It'll be good. We'll be... Okay. All right.
Is it turning purple?
Did you shampoo it?
No.
Oh.
It just said to do this. It's conditioner.
Okay.
This shouldn't turn purple.
No.
That's why I'm asking, is it turning purple?
Yeah, leave it in for a while.
Oh, feels
is that
so
how
nice.
You apply conditioner?
It's how I'm applying it right now. Okay. Or I like scrub it in.
Yeah, put it in everywhere. All right. Okay.
Do you like the gray?
Yeah, I think so.
It's going to be better when it's...
Oh, good.
Oh, that's my timer.
Like, I actually have to go now.
Let me take my... Oh, I actually have a... I have a load of laundry in the washing. I've been considering doing that.
You can.
I was going to, like, during the podcast not tell you that I was going to do a load
just
of laundry
do it.
And then just be like... Oh, sorry. That's my timer for my my load.
You can if you want.
No, somebody did that on a podcast already.
My laundry?
Yeah, it's called. The podcast is called In My Humble Opinion. It's two drag queens. Okay, continue talking.
I'm watching a video on TikTok of Taylor Swift accidentally backing it up on somebody.
I saw that.
And it says, "I'm so sorry, but there's a lot going on in this video between Taylor backing it up and it looking like Margaret is jacking Anton off." Oh my god, kind of does. Anyway, where was I going with this? I end up on the pink carpet. I'm hitting pose 27.
So you are?
Yes, I'm hitting it hard. I'm on Google looking up poses to do on the red carpet. Nothing works out because it just ends up with Oscar and I just doing the whole...
Aww. Did you look good at least?
I
didn't see any Getty images
I didn't see any at all.
Maybe
so
they deleted them.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe we have to go hunt for them.
Do you think the paparazzi was like, who is that?
No. I literally made that joke on the thing. I was like, how are they going to know who I am? How are they going to know?
They're tagging someone. They're tagging Claro.
No.
They thought they were like, guys, Claro.
She's like, I was not there. She's like, I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I was not there. You are actually insane for wiping your bleached hair towel on your nose.
Okay, well, my nose itched.
You are so funny for that. You look like someone. I don't know who. It might be Josiah. It might be Josiah who you look like.
So I look like a Shears brother?
Like, no. Like, you look like something.
Okay. So.
Oh, so you're not A anymore.
Well, this, I did get it wet.
Okay. So we're on the red carpet. We get off.
Got off on the carpet?
I got off on the carpet. I don't know what Oscar
was
doing.
That's really disgusting.
So, Trish Crave and Oscar Crave were there. Like, instead of Pop Crave.
Oh.
They have Trish Crave and Oscar
That's
Crave.
That's so funny.
And so they're doing a thing after, like, on the pink carpet asking.
Interviewing people. No way.
Who knows Trish's lore best? And I'm like.
Oh, duh.
I did win.
I did win. I would have been like, oh, I can't give you this content.
No, actually, I did in fact win. Like, and one of the questions was about Euphoria. I'm like, yeah, I would know the answer to that. Like, what person did she audition for to be on Euphoria?
Oh, okay.
She was supposed to be an influencer on there that was like screaming at Barbie Ferreira, like, yes! in the mirror, being like, you have to love yourself.
Wait, that's so cool.
I know. And
she should have been in there.
I know. So we go to our seats and we're... you know, getting ready for the show and everything, I fucking wish I had gotten a drink there because they had Trisha like themed drinks and they had a
I thought you were going frozen. To. You told me when I you were on your way, you were like, oh, I'm getting a Trish Slush.
We were escorted right to our seats. So I did not get a you chance to get a Trish Slush.
Listen, this is, see, oh my God. Like, I'm going to teach you how to be a celebrity because this is when you turn to the person who escorted you to your seats and you go, I'm going to eat one of those slushes stat yesterday.
That is so not me. I'm literally in the dressing room pretending to pull my, like, take my pants off and swing my clothes around. I thought
you were in Trisha's dressing room. I was like, what the fuck?
No.
I remember now.
But we will get into that. I just felt it was so crazy and like, I think the reason why so many people came out for Trisha's show and like why it meant so much to her was because of like this, first of all, being like one of her biggest dreams of like wanting to do a Broadway show. I think on top of that, the criticism that a lot of people have, which is like completely valid, is like Trisha has done a lot of bad things in her life and Trisha has been very, very problematic in her life. And I like to think that's something that I've always talked about on my channel is like wanting for people to be better and wanting for people to change. I think and like
celebrating when they do better.
Yes, because I think if we sit stagnantly, like if people do not change and stay horrific people or stay problematic or stay very, very hurtful towards other people and we just still condemn those people, I think that gives no encouragement to people. Like, why would anybody want to change in the first place?
The you know what I mean? I feel about like politics in general, like just like why are we're constantly like villainizing people rather than bringing them in and letting them see our side and letting them grow, you know what I mean?
That was kind of like one of the things like with Creators for Palestine that I really wanted to do, like as a person who was trying to get more people. Like, that was, like, one of my jobs on Creators for Palestine was to try and get more people to join us.
Outreach.
Yeah. Yes. Like, try reach out to influencers. And a lot of people, you know, had that criticism of, like, well, why would we want this person? Like, they have been problematic. Or, like, why would we want this person? Like, they've never talked about Palestine before. It's like, well, think about all the positive and the benefit and that the impact this could do. Mm-hmm. Because we are in an echo chamber if it's just us. And that's why, like, for example, like, with the Trisha situation, I completely understand the criticism because a lot of people are like, oh my God, Trisha has done and said horrible things. Yes. Like, and that was like one of the main talking points of things that I would talk about. Like, I'm pretty sure I brought that up on the Frenemies Chronically Online Girl video.
Yeah, where you have.
I was like, these are the things that like Trisha has done. She has done hurtful things. She has hurt many communities. I think though, her being open about her wrongdoings and wanting to change and actively doing the work, like going to therapy and getting sober, I think all those things should be honorable. And I don't expect anybody to forgive her. Like, she does not, she is not owed forgiveness from anybody, especially from the groups of people that she has hurt. But I think that's why she had such an impact with like a show like the Broadway show. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sitting on your feet.
I think that's why she had such an impact on a lot of people, because I think a lot of people can relate to her of like being in a dark place in their life, whether that's like mental health or drugs or having not the best family life or being in very awful situations like as a kid or a teenager or, you know, getting abused. And the things that you can turn around and do. Because she was constantly told, like, it's not going to happen for you. It isn't going to happen. It's you're never going to have this happy ending. I was literally watching a video of her on the Logan Paul podcast the other day, which I just watched a clip of it. Don't think that I consume Logan Paul. But
he both of those men.
You know, he...
I hope they both kill each other.
Oh, my God.
In that fight that they're doing.
I hope they kiss. That's what I hope for. No, but she on the podcast back then was like not in a good place in her life and like was literally saying to them, like, I don't anticipate that my life will be long. I don't think that I have come to terms with I'm never going to have a family. I'm not going to have a husband. I'm not going to have kids. She said
that in her book, Stripper Diaries.
Right, exactly. And so I think that's why for a lot of people it is so nice to see as somebody who has watched her since she was, you know, since I was a little girl, like watching her on like Blonde Sun Doll for MJ. And seeing her as just literally a meme, like something to laugh at and not with.
She's always been like that too. Like,
yes.
Even on her TV appearances and stuff, it was like she's the joke. She was in an Eminem music video.
Yes. So that's
what, the joke.
That's what I'm saying is that I think that's why it was so impactful and why so many people, because a bunch of people were like, why are people buying tickets for this show?
It's
like,
first of all, it was for charity.
It was all
you people are so weird.
All of the net proceeds went for charity, and all of the people that she had in it, except like the major stars like Rachel Zegler,
yeah, Sutton Foster.
Sutton Foster and Ben Platt. It was all of their debuts. Joy Woods, wasn't it? Yes, Joy Woods. Wow. It was all of their the ensemble. It was all of their Broadway debuts.
That's crazy.
So
they killed too.
They cried. Like they like did this like whole type of thing where they talked about like what it means for them to be their first time on Broadway and everything. Aww. And they like all came on stage crying and got like a standing ovation. It was very, very
That's
like
so sweet.
It was really, really sweet and like endearing. And like if you know the lore of Trisha, like it is an inspiring story that like just because like you were ready to end your life or because nobody saw a future life for you, that doesn't mean that it's the end. Like you could literally be on fucking Broadway and like do anything that you want, and so and it can be about you, and I think that's why a lot of people like that, and I just want to like put that out there. I completely understand if people are like, I do not like her, I don't like that this show happened. I've just seen a lot of like really weird things like on Twitter recently of being like, anybody who went to the show deserves to be like pelted with like bricks and die. And I'm like, don't you think that is a weird thing to say to people who are actively trying to better themselves? Like, what kind of example are we setting to the people who want to actually...
Yeah, like normal people without 13 million followers who are trying to be better people.
Right. Yeah. I think that is sending the wrong message of like, why would I ever even attempt to be a better person? I think we see a lot more praise for like, you know, I think a lot of people who...
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Believe in this, like believe in rehabilitation and like therapy, especially for like incarcerated people.
Absolutely.
But then it's not necessarily the same when it's for people who, other than that, like on the
it's
internet.
It's almost like things like you can rehab and become a better person after killing somebody.
Right.
But you can't rehab and become a better person after all the things like Trisha has done
or right.
like people on the internet. It's like
I hope that makes sense. I hope that makes like very much so sense. What I'm trying to make out here is that I just don't ever want to come across like on any of like my platforms that I'm like, well, if you've done something shitty, there's no coming back for you. Like you just might as well like fucking die because there's no coming back, because that's not the message that I want to spread.
Yeah, but that's the message everybody hears all the time, you know?
I know, but and
it's,
I don't.
It's so indoctrinating.
But how hypocritical can that be if we're like people who are like, no, people should not be incarcerated and in jail forever, especially for crimes that, you know, did not hurt other people or for people who or like non-violent crimes, and those people can be rehabilitated and they can be better and they can be examples and everything, and like we uplift those, but that we don't uplift the regular everyday people that are in our lives. That's not to say you have to forgive them, that's not to say that they have to be in your lives, but I don't ever want that to be a thing, because I feel like even though I have never been to that extent, but also like even just with OCD, I think I have been a person who like I was in very, very like dark, bad points in my life to points where I was like, there's no return for me. Like I fucked up majorly. Like there is no return of my life in this way. And nobody else maybe saw it that way. But I feel like I have changed drastically since being in therapy and like the person that I am to myself and to like others and my family and my friends and like my relationship. And so I think regardless, I think her story can ring true at least to everyone a little bit.
Yeah.
That you can turn your life around.
And do better.
And the crazy things can happen when you become sober and when you go to therapy and when you get treated for mental illness and when you find a community around you that loves you and supports you.
Recover from like drug addiction.
Yes. And when you stop interacting with people who are very bad
for you.
Yeah. I think all of that, pieces of that can resonate with her. And I think that's why the show was so important. But the show was great. It was so much fun. Sun Foster was awesome. Rachel Zegler was amazing. Ben Platt was amazing. Trisha was awesome. It was so funny. I was laughing the entire show. Like, my cheeks hurt so bad because I was just, like, smiling and laughing. Aww. I never thought that the Strokes and Trisha Paytas would be in the same sentence ever. But, like, in her script, like, she's, like, doing this, like, dream sequence thing where she's, like, ah, Broadway, runway model. Like, she's, like, like a waterfall of words. And then she's like, paint strokes, broad strokes, the Strokes. And like, they show a picture of the Strokes. I'm like, what the? I'm
she
like,
knows the Strokes?
I'm the only person in there who gasped. Granted, I don't think.
Everyone's like, who the fuck?
I don't think she wrote the entire thing herself. But like, I literally was like, what the fuck? And like, nobody else said anything.
It's dead silent.
I was like, wait. You're like, what? Wait. Why are the Strokes being mentioned? At another moment, they said the word chronically online, like, while they were singing, and I gasped also, and I was like, wait, okay, this is just too personal to me, but,
She knew you were coming.
No, it was a great show, good. And, afterwards, we get pulled aside by one of the producers, and they were like, all right, well, since you guys have, like, all access, like, we can, like, take you to the back, and I'm like, the fuck do you mean the back? What
were
is the back?
You in a box?
No, we were, like, in regular seats.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We were in regular seats.
Where? How close?
I think like maybe the fourth row.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Did you get sweat on?
I did get sweat on. Yes. I was in the splash zone or whatever. So we go towards backstage. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean backstage? Suddenly I'm like transported back to being in high school where I'm like hanging out in like the wings of the stage and everything. Yes. Like where all of the high schoolers That's were cool. having sex with one another.
That's cool though to see like the backstage yes. of a Broadway stage.
It was very cool. And we open the door and it's fucking Ben Platt is there. And I'm like, oh my God.
Did you tell him that you knew him?
So I went up to him.
Yeah.
And I said, Ben Platt, you did beautiful. I don't think I said Ben Platt. I was like, you did wonderful. You did amazing. I saw you in Philadelphia a few months back.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, thanks for coming. And I was like, yes, you pulled my dress strap down.
Did he? And you were like, remember me?
I elaborated.
And he
was like,
no.
I elaborated. There was like an older woman behind him who was like cackling the whole time while I was telling the story. I was like, my dress strap, you accidentally like pulled it down. And then I was like, oh my God, Ben Platt pulled my dress strap down. And then I've just been associating you with that forever.
Ever.
And I was like, also Brat came out that week. And you were like, yeah.
Do it again.
Yeah. I was like, touch my shoulder again. Touch and then Brat came out that week and I asked you what your favorite song was. He's like, what did I say? I was like, I think 360. And then he was like, oh, I would say something boring like that. But it just came out. I was like, not, I can't blame you. And it was just so funny. And his husband was also there, but he was talking to someone.
Noah Galvin? Gavin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Camp isn't home, but isn't it kind of? You almost met him. How short is he?
He's pretty short.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I always knew that. I used to watch him on The Real O'Neills. Do you remember that show?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God. He was like a gay kid in like a Christian family and they all like fell apart and fell out of the church. It was really cool.
I didn't. He was like talking to someone and I didn't even know what I would say to him. I can't believe I even said anything to Ben Platt. But since we like go way back and since he's like touched my shoulder. Like, what's the thing from Jury Duty? I would let him like come on my shoulder.
Okay, don't say that about Ben Platt.
Okay,
though.
Sorry. I'm just.
Well, that's a lot.
I'm just referencing from Jury Duty where she's like, he's gonna come on my shoulder. Like, I'm gonna let him come on my shoulder.
If you need like a shoulder to cry on, like,
or to come
or,
on,
or like to come on.
So that was fucking crazy. And then I'm like shaking. I'm so nervous. My tummy hurts. We're in this backstage of things. Everybody's like staring at me, like all the set people, because they're like, what the fuck is she doing walking around here? Turns out I made a wrong turn. I was not where I was supposed to be. Anyway, we go downstairs.
Security tackled you.
No, truly. We go downstairs with Oscar and I hear her voice. And it's literally.
And she's like.
No, literally like. I am not joking. The second that I heard her voice, everything went calm again. Like, I'm like,
Zen.
It was almost as if I stopped being so stressed out. I remember Enya and Drew said that she has a very maternal feeling about her. Mm-hmm. Like, she feels very mother. Mm-hmm. She does. Aww. She does feel very mother.
That's so sweet.
So we go into this dressing room and I'm like, what the actual fuck? Like, what the fuck am I doing here? Like, what the fuck am I doing here? And Oscar, I say to Oscar, I go, this is my first time meeting her. He goes, oh my God, you've never met her? I'm like, No, Oscar. I've never met Trisha Paytas. No. That's like literally
that's
like
insane
that.
Insane for him to say.
That one time when I went on an OCD podcast and I was like, oh, like you guys work with Howie Mandel and stuff. They're like, oh yeah, you know him? Like, have you, you know, like met him? Like you worked with him and stuff? And I'm like, no, I haven't worked with fucking Howie Mandel. Like I haven't fucking hung out with Howie Mandel. Like not all OCD people know each other.
No, it's like on, it's like when our Patreon manager was like, oh, and like you could like collab with like Hasan Piker. I know like you guys are like
friends. Yes, he yeah, said.
That
he
was
said
weird.
You guys like, are
no,
friends.
No.
And I was like, yes, yes. I was like, Hasan Piker, that is my friend. I do have some. I do have a note about that. We will get into that.
Great.
But we are literally in her dressing room, and she's like meeting people and saying hi to them. I think it was like some people within the industry, and she's like hugging her producer. She's so incredibly kind and like so grateful. Like the way that she was like talking to everybody was just with so much like. Showing how grateful she was for everything and thanking them.
Well, I'm sure this was one of like the proudest nights of her
yes,
life.
Yes, you know? Absolutely. And yeah. She was so, so, so sweet. And she was hugging Oscar and like being so grateful that he was able to come because mm-hmm. like, you know, she wasn't able to have a lot of her family there or anything because, you know, it is so far. And,
yeah. Oh, Moses wasn't there?
Mm-mm.
Yet again. Yet again. Because we went to Trishmas. And who wasn't there? Moses. Sorry, I'm just saying he's avoiding us.
Us?
You?
Me?
If I was there, he'd be like, oh, I'm going.
You?
Yeah, yeah, babe.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. He's avoiding us.
And I just, like, I just stood there and I was like, hi, Trisha. Like, I'm Nicole. And, like, we hugged. And I was like, I do the Chronically Online Girl videos. Like, I have so many photos of you underneath my bed. And she goes, I know who you are. I'm obsessed with you. And I was like,
aww.
I was like, please.
That's so sweet.
I was like, please shut the fuck up. Stop. What the fuck? I was like,
I'm like, well, I'm not obsessed with you.
I was like, I have literally photos of you as, like, I had nothing that came to mind.
Chappell
like
Roan.
I didn't know what to say. So I the
Taylor
first thing
Swift.
That came to mind was Lily Blossom Bloom. And she goes, what?
What?
You have a photo of me as Lily Blossom Bloom? Well, you were just in a red wig. And so and that's like the only thing that came to mind. And she, you know, we talked about the idea of me being on the podcast.
Nice.
That has been a conversation. Like people do always ask that. Like, when are you going to be on Emergency Intercom? When are you going to be on Just
oh my
Trish?
God, when are you going to be on Emergency
I don't know.
Intercom?
Let me just... call Taylor up. Let me just ask.
You can go to Just Trish alone, but if you ever get offered Emergency Intercom, you take me with you. I'm going. And I get to sit with Kai at the table at least.
We've been talking about like me being on Just Trish before and like it has been a topic of conversation. I was supposed to be in LA for Craze for Palestine at the end of you're basically eating all the bleach out from underneath your fingernails.
And it's delicious.
And something really bad
how
is going to happen to
your
insides.
It keeps my energy up. It's like, ha, ha, ha. It gives me like a little brain
zap. And then
zap
you wonder, why am I shaking? Why am I trembling?
Well, guess what?
Guess. So I was telling Trisha about Creators for Palestine and everything. And I was like, I literally was supposed to be here for at the end of the month, at the end of January.
Yeah, literally. For like, you wouldn't have even been, would you have been able to go?
No, I wouldn't have been. Well, she, I wouldn't have. No, I was just saying, like, I wouldn't even be able to be on the podcast because she was prepping for the show. But, like,
right.
That's kind of, like, when we were planning for it beforehand.
Yeah, well, we were supposed to go to the Creators for Palestine thing, and I remember being at Trishmas and being like, I don't even know if we could be able to make it to her show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was sold out literally, like, 5 seconds after.
Yes. Yes. And so I told her about, like, Creators for Palestine, like, what we do, and she was like, I love it. And
that's sweet. Good. Because a lot of people think she's Zionist.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And she already knew about us. Like, she already knew what Creators for Palestine
That's
does
good.
And everything. And so we were chatting for a little bit, and she was getting, like, all of her things together. And one thing I will say about Trisha is that I never want to hear that she doesn't like her fans. Like, I never want to fucking hear that, because managers kept coming into her room. By managers, I mean, like, stage managers or, like,
okay.
People working for the theater and being like, Trisha, so we are trying to figure out how to get you to leave from the theater. And, like, you can't do stage door. Like, there's no way that you can do stage door.
She had to do stage door. That's what you do on Broadway.
So they were like, there's no way you can do it. Like, we are not equipped for how many people are out there. Like,
really?
They were like, this is way more than Broadway has ever seen. Like, we just can't do it.
That's so tea. That's such like a Donald Trump statement. Like, this is more fans at stage door than Broadway has ever seen. It was a huge crowd. This
big of a capacity.
Trisha, we cannot do stage door.
Literally. That's what it was like. And she was just like, oh no, I'm going to do it.
Yes.
And they kept coming back multiple times and being like, Trisha, it's not safe. We can't do it. We cannot. And Oscar and I were like, we will be security. I don't give a fuck. And literally. Oh,
you're going to take a bullet.
I will take a bullet.
Word.
I'm going to say, we're going to barricade her. She literally said to Oscar, she was like, Oscar, they will get you. Like,
they will get you.
Oscar was like, Nicole, you'll be fine. Like, you're like big and stuff. I was like, oh, I'm big.
Is that what
I'm
said?
Big. Yes. Yes. I was like, oh, I'm big.
How short is Oscar? He seems like he's like 5'6".
I feel like we're like the same height. Yeah.
Oh, you and him?
I think
are
so.
Are you 5'6"?
I'm 5'7".
Okay.
I don't know. I don't remember if I was.
But you were wearing heels?
I was. Okay. I was wearing heels. So she kept insisting I have to go and meet everybody. Like, I have to go and say hello to everybody.
This is the biggest night of her life to her, I feel like.
Exactly. Yeah, she was like, there's no way that I'm not going to do it. She's like, you're doing Broadway. You have to do stage door. She's like, everybody came out to, like, come see me. I want to go see them. And she's like, she just kept being like, they're not going to hurt me. She's like, what are they going to do? She's like, they're not going to hurt me. They're all very sweet. But the way that she was so persistent, like, she's like, I do not care. We have to do it. I just, like, love that. Like, she was so persistent that I need to go see my fans. I thought that was the best thing ever.
That's going to be us. It's the biggest crowd we've ever seen.
Literally. And it's like one person and a cricket standing and we're like, out there.
And we're like,
oh, and the one so person sweet. Is like Adam.
And they're holding a gun. And it's Adam and he's holding a gun.
And Oscar.
Sorry, that's so dark. That's
I know. So I don't dark. Know I'm why sorry. The fuck you would think. Well, Oscar says to
her. It made me think of Christina Grimmie.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I know. I Oscar did say to Trisha, he was like, he was like, it's like you're Princess Diana right now. Like, you're the people's princess. And that they Why were would he say everybody that? Was like, oh my God, it's like you are Princess Diana. I go, well, no, Trisha, this does have a happy ending. Like, this isn't like Princess Diana. And everyone was like, oh, yeah, right, right. Not like that way, Princess Diana. Because we're literally getting into a fucking Escalade. And I was like, no. And I said, Trisha, the drivers here are really good. Don't you worry. Everything is really safe around here. And so her dad was there. I didn't realize that we were sitting next to her dad and her stepmom the entire night. Oh, like at the show.
Were they nice?
They were so sweet, so kind. Well,
I would imagine, like, if where you were sitting, yes, it would be all people, yes, who were kind of like there for her.
Yes. It was so, just everybody was so unbelievably kind. So anyway, they devise a plan for us to get out of the stage door and everything. And so, like, Oscar and I go, her parents go first, then Oscar and I, mm-hmm, go, and then there's like these fucking videos. And I was just like, it was just so fucking funny because everybody's so excited for Oscar, obviously. And then it's like, and then she's there. And so, oh, yeah, it's,
it how do was, you think I feel?
I know.
How do you think I feel?
No, it was just the funniest thing ever because, like, I'm like walking through it and I feel so extremely safe because I'm like, this is not for me. And like, this is not like, it felt like just walking in Times Square, genuinely.
Someone do something to me. Except someone do something to me, please. I need attention.
Everybody's in pink.
And you're in dead black.
I know. No, that is really what it felt like. I'm like, guys, come on.
You're their goth friend.
I know. I am the goth
alternative friend.
I was like, in that moment, I should have been fucking Bianca Censori. I should have came out naked. But
this is hardening. It's like hard on the side.
But yeah, that was like fucking crazy. And Trisha gets in the car, and then I had that moment of realization. I'm like, why am I in the car with Trisha fucking Paytas? And people are screaming and chanting her name, and people are surrounding the car and chasing after the car. Like, the van had to like drive through a crowd of people, and like, he made it through like just fine. Like, and like, I had no business being in a fucking Escalade.
That's
with
so
Trisha
cool.
No, in that moment I was like, I am a scammer. What the fuck am I doing here? Well, no, she asked at one point. She's like, it literally, somebody came up to the window. She's like, should I open the window? Should I? I think I should. I'm going to open the window.
Did she open it? Yeah, she opened. No way. Did they sing for her? I would have sung for her if I was at that window. I'm serious. Like that one clip,
yes,
of Celine Dion.
Oh, which one? Like,
The girl was like outside the
jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly.
Not that one. Oh, okay. The one where the fan's like at the window and she's
sings
like
for her.
Like, I will something. And then Celine Dion like
just rolls it up. Up.
But it's an edited video. You in my arms and never let go.
I surrender. Oh, okay. Yeah, but okay.
That's what I would have done.
No, no. People were like, I'm from Australia. And they were like so excited. And we were like at a red light, like in fucking Times Square. So we had to.
She's taking New York by storm, that woman.
She's done everything. Fucking state. And I'm in the front seat. And all I could think about is the photos of like Lindsay Lohan in the front seat with like Paris Hilton.
Love. Yes. You were in the front seat?
I was in the front
seat. You're so domineering.
I know. Oh, well, I had to make room for Trisha. And Trisha shouldn't be in the front seat. And right. So it was just. I'm not joking, Jake. And I literally said to Oscar multiple times, like while we were in her dressing room and like she was like going to get changed and stuff. And I was like, Oscar, if I'm not supposed to be here right now, like if you
tell me to go,
tell me to go. And he's like, Nicole, please don't go. Like he's like, please don't leave. And I was like, Oscar, I'm not fucking joking right now. If I am not supposed to be here, if I'm making anybody uncomfortable, if this is not the vibe, if
you guys need to let me know.
If you want me to fucking walk to the after party, like I will gladly do so. Like, and I'm like, whose bags can I carry to the car? Like asking like her makeup artist and shit, because I'm like genuinely like, what the fuck can I do? Because I should not be here right now.
Your imposter syndrome is showing.
Well, yes, but I also was like, I want to make everybody as comfortable as possible. And everybody was like, no, you're completely fine. Like you're good, which was so fucking nice. We're in the Escalade. We drive to the tavern. How funny is that? We go to a tavern and she's like, hello, traveler. And
did she say that?
No.
Did you say that?
No,
why
in my
you
head.
Say I that? Know, you should have said
we
that.
We should have said that.
Ugh.
We should have said that.
Nicole.
I know.
You need to let your intrusive thoughts win sometimes.
I know. I really do. And so we're at this after party and Trisha was getting mauled, obviously. And it's like a whole industry.
At the after party?
Yes. Because it's like a whole industry party. And it was like invite.
Where is Rachel Ziegler?
She didn't end up coming. I know.
You didn't see her at all?
We just missed
her. But she did her number. She was like.
No. She was there for like the closing and everything. But I guess like when Ben Platt, I think they all like were doing stage door.
So you didn't meet Coriolanus?
Mm-mm. I didn't meet Coriolanus.
I thought that he would be there.
Her, no. But.
I think that they're dating.
Her best friend was there. She was beautiful. Her voice was incredible. Mm-hmm. She looked wonderful, but no, we just missed her. Damn. And Oscar was really sad because he's a huge Rachel fan.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But it's okay. It was so cool to even see her at least like once in my life. And
that's cool.
And
we would be friends with her if we were given the chance.
I know. She seemed so funny and cool. And like her and Trisha were like, you know, they had good banter on stage because Trisha was like asking her. She's like, what are some advice and tips that like you can give me and stuff? She's like, our history goes way back. Like, this is all so full circle now. And like, she didn't bring up the drama. And she's like, I know some people have been jealous of you. And Rachel goes, mm-hmm. And she like points to her because they've had like. Beef, yeah. Yes, and it was just so
it's cute that they did it
too, funny right? Yes, absolutely. So
they worked it out on the remix.
They really did. They really really did. And before Trisha got too like busy and mauled and everything, I asked her if we could take a picture together, and Oscar took it on his camera. And she was like, we didn't take a picture in the dressing room. And I was like, Trisha, you were getting changed. I was like, how fucked up would that have been if I'm like, Trisha, quickly, can we just take a picture here in your dressing room? Like, while you're literally, like, in the process of getting unready or, like, ready for the after party. I was like, no, like, I could wait. Like, it's totally fine. And so we took pictures together, and she was so, so sweet. I did take Oscar and Trisha's photo for them that, like, Oscar posted. And so many comments were like, oh, my God, this is such a good photo of you guys.
Wow. I thought the photo of you and her were so good. The one with it. Flash.
Yes, that's really with good. That's with Oscar's camera.
That was the best one.
I was like, I took that photo of Trisha and Oscar. I was cute. Like, I took it. But, yeah, no, she's so stunning in person. She's so incredibly sweet and just, like,
that's great.
Kind. And I, like, it felt so.
Maybe we'll get the invite to Trishmas next year.
I hope there's another Trishmas. I hope so.
Fingers crossed. Maybe we'll get the invite to her tour. She's coming to New York.
Yeah, she is doing at Rockefeller. What is it? Radio City.
She's doing Radio City?
Yes.
Girl.
Insane?
I love her.
Isn't that she's insane? So cool. But it was just a wild time. Oscar and I had a great night and we talked for many hours and just hung out and stuff.
she tried to bite me.
We had a good time. And yeah. I realized like the whole time I was talking about it, but it was like a crazy fucking thing that like I never ever expected.
No, and I'm happy that you talked about it.
Thanks. It was really fun.
Like a, it seemed like a really fun night.
It was. It was very full circle. Very cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. I've dreamed this for you.
Oh, thank you.
I manifested it. Thank you. You're not allowed to believe in manifesting, so I have to do it for you.
That's true.
I manifested it for you.
That's true. I just do the things now. I don't even think about them anymore.
I know. It is really cool, though, that he, like, asked you to be his date there. I know. Oscar. Like, that's so cute. That's so sweet.
Such a nice guy. And everybody that came up to them was so kind and so sweet. Like,
are you happy you moved to New York?
Are you happy to be in Paris?
Are you happy to be in New York?
Yeah, because so much fun stuff has been happening. Like, exactly. Literally, like, I just keep thinking back to all the things that I've been able to do recently. Like, even the Joe Secret Show, like, with Joe Keery, mm-hmm. just recently. Like, that was so much fucking fun. And, like,
things are looking up.
It is. No, I am a lot happier. I was unhappy, really, here in the beginning, not because of New York. I loved being in New York. I love the neighborhood, and I love where I'm living, and I love New York itself. It was really just the apartment situation that really fucked me over. Mm-hmm. But I'm so much better and so happy. And, like, just so many fun things have been happening. And, no, it's been a fun time. And literally...
That's New York. I know. It's New York.
I wish that I asked Trisha about her experience meeting Drew and Enyo.
Yeah.
I know, I didn't ask
That's her. Your next conquest.
I know. Maybe Drew if
Enyo
I...
Drew asked us to be on Emergency.
If I am on the podcast on Just Trish.
Just Trish.
I will make sure to ask about that.
You'll have to be like...
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, I love Emergency Angel Calm.
In March, we are planning to do something, another stream for Craze for Palestine. So
maybe you'll be a part of it.
I know. Yeah. So I do want to.
That'd be nice.
I do want to ask about that. So we'll see. Fingers crossed. But Hassan Piker officially did give me the ick when I saw his video of him twerking. Did you see that?
Nope.
Do you want to?
I guess. Can you say? You scared her.
Sorry.
Can you save it on your phone?
Can you
so that I don't have to download it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yay.
Hassan Piker.
I deleted this out of the Patreon episode, but I posted a thing on my story of Hassan Piker because I didn't know if I was gonna get in trouble. Wait, actually, I definitely can't post that shit on YouTube. What? So I'm not even gonna talk about it.
What?
Well, I posted porn of not Hassan Piker porn, but Hassan Piker watching.
Yeah,
porn.
Yeah, I don't know why you thought.
Oh, it's bad. He didn't even do a good job. Oh wait, that's not Hassan. I was looking at the other guy. That's Hassan? The one in the green? The one on the right?
Yes.
Who's the one on the left?
I don't know.
He's killing it. Is that his podcast partner?
I'm not sure.
Ew, he didn't do very good. Wait, who is that? He's killing it. I thought that was Hassan, the one over him right now. Stop. Turn this shit off. This is like a quintessential Talk Nasty Me episode. We talked about Trisha Paytas and we're talking about Hassan, and like that's funny. And I did some dumb shit, you know, like this is, if you want to show an episode to your friends, like this one's the one. This is like, oh, what's Talk Nasty Me about? Bam.
It's not even bam. That funny. It's me like just retelling a story the entire
it's
time.
It's a good story.
I don't feel like I should be legally allowed to see Hassan Piker's ankles. Like, I think that's like way ew. More intimate than seeing somebody's like genitals.
One time we saw a production of Rocky Horror, and the guy who playing Rocky like stuck his ass out, and he was wearing like a gold essentially
obviously.
Oh my God, I was like, I literally turned to Nicole, I was like, we are millimeters from seeing his butthole.
No, we saw right now. We definitely saw like something outline of it.
Yeah,
it we definitely mess. Saw like a vision.
That's how I felt about
hole.
That video though.
A whisper of hole.
A whisper.
Seeing his feet or his ankles to me is like, oh, I just saw his genitals, but like not in like a, oh, I just saw his genitals, like, oh my God, like public indecency, like I think I just saw this man
barefoot in that.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
See,
usually I notice stuff like
that really gets feet. To me, like that really really is difficult for me, like
what, feet and ankles?
Yes,
I like ankles. I like a guy with nice ankles.
You're not catching me, like I'm covering my feet at all times possible.
Hey,
like,
how does the back of my head look?
Like, with the lump? Ridiculous. The back of your head looks purple? Ridiculous.
Is it purple?
Yeah.
Is it?
It is. It is.
No!
Like, I mean, it is purple. Like, it's gray.
Oh, okay. No, but not like there's dye in there.
No.
Okay, great.
No. Your hump, we should, like, drain that on camera.
It's literally bone.
No, I think... Literally bone. So. I think we could drain that.
I always think that my cerebellum's in there. You know your cerebellum?
You think it all went into just that thing. What is the cerebellum responsible for?
Memory.
Is it for motor function as well?
I don't know.
for memory. Oh, pretty that's sure. why you don't fucking listen to me. That's why I can't remember shit, actually. Yeah, I know. I will tell Jake something so very sad. Explicitly, and Jake will be like, what? You never said that. You never said that at all. Do you like our little A rat?
It's just sweet.
I love how we're sweet. Supposed to be A, and then you literally take off the A costume.
Okay, well, you know what? You came up with A like 5 seconds before we started the podcast. I came up with dyeing my hair this morning.
Whatever. 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 Anyway, beat my story about meeting Trisha.
I don't have another story. We're out of time, babe. You took up the whole thing.
It was important to talk it about I'm the glad. People I'm glad we waited. Wanted to hear it.
I'm glad we waited because my eyes would have glossed over if you like if you had told me yesterday and then I was listening to it again and I would have been like.
I'm definitely missing out on some things because I think I blacked out.
You did?
No, I don't. That's so I don't. Like you. I don't think I blacked out. I think I just had a lot of weird moments where I was like, "What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck?" Like I'm looking at the Empire State Building and it's pink, like in the car.
That was crazy.
And I'm like, "Oh my god, Trisha, look! Is this your first time seeing it pink?" And she's like, "Oh yeah." And I was like, "I can't do her laugh like she does." It was just like I feel like I wasn't supposed to be calling her Trisha. It's like calling your teacher like by their first name, like
Miss Paytas.
Yeah, like I feel like I should have been referring to her as
Blonde Sundoll.
For MJ. Right, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. Life I want to meet so Natalie weird. Tran.
Okay.
That's my goal.
I do love Community Channel.
Fucking love that woman.
Yeah, no, Community Channel her. Is really good.
She's so unproblematic.
Right, because I don't think you can be problematic if you haven't been on the internet in like 15 years.
Yeah, but you can, because Shane Dawson was problematic back then.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. That is true. Yeah. Did they ever collab?
No, but in one of her videos, she used to do this thing where she would do porno music / comment time, uh-huh. and then she would show pictures of like fans she met. She was yeah. like, "I went to VidCon for the first time and I met Shane Dawson. Oh. It was so exciting." What's your Polish word of the day?
My Polish word of the day today, zadławicie.
The what?
Zadławicie.
Zadławicie.
Mm-hmm. Zadławicie.
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 Sze.
Zadławicie.
Yeah.
Hair dye.
No to choke.
Oh, it's very close to zimiotowałam. Or ja zjadłam. Ja zjadłam.
Ja zjadłem.
What's that? I am.
I ate.
I choked. Wait. Zjadławicie. I choked.
Let me double
You're
check.
You're looking it up.
No, let me double check just because I know that I'm... Udławicie. Zadławicie, I think.
Udławicie.
I think you say that... My mom would say that to me. Like, if I'm, like, eating and drinking too fast, she'd be like, Zadławicie.
You're going to choke on what you're eating.
Yes, but... Oh, yeah. Zadławicie. Yeah, Zadławicie is here, and it says choke, strangle, or throttle, but...
Strangle.
Yeah. Dusić.
That's... Why would you look at me and say douche?
Dusić also means choke.
Doesn't mean clean your butthole.
No. Twink. It means like to suffocate or to choke. Dławicie, zadławicie, udławicie. I actually am sick of Polish. I actually think that although we should reduce the
no,
words.
No, deny your heritage.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm denounce it. I am going to denounce my heritage. You know what? Polish is too fucking hard. I'm done with them. Papa.
Papa. Bye. Bye. Have a good one.
Bye. Bye.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
See
ya.
Ciao. I don't know.
See you later. Bye.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Later.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.